There's so much to speak about here, and I'm conflicted about exactly. I really want to speak about so much about Lecha Mishnah. We're going to do our best. We're going to be trying to start on time. We'll see if we can, how much we could cram in this week's parasha. Speaks about the mon. It's not only over here. It's also parashas. This is parashas Baloi. It's also parashas Bishalach. It's Yadua, the special school of the mon during Bishalach. But it's also over here. The pasuk says Vahi Tama Kitam Lashada Shaman. It's the delicious taste of the mon that there is. You know, we actually know the mon tastes like anything you wanted it to taste like. Rav Chaim asked the question. So it actually tastes like anything that you thought about. If you think about steak, it tastes like steak. If you think about...
If you thought about steak and milk,
were you overbusted? Oh, that's a good shayla. Is it the pshat that it was just a taste, or did it become that? Givaldik. If you thought about pizza, then it's... He's asking, what do you think about steak and pizza? Is it going to be... But Rav Chaim asked a different shayla. It wasn't a shayla. I had that child also. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, what about if you think about nothing? What about if you think about nothing? Then what does it taste like? Rav Shimon Schwab was there when he asked this child. He says, if you think about nothing, it tastes like nothing. Bland. Tofu. He said it's the same thing with Torah. Torah is so zis! But if you don't think, it tastes like nothing. I'll call upon it. So we had the mon. We had the mon came every single day. Now don't try to save extra mon. This stuff is awesome. I mean, it tastes like anything you want. So try to save from the next day. Don't do it. It's not going to work. What's going to happen if you save the next day? It gets wormy and spoiled. There was an exception to that rule. Miraculously, the exception to that rule was Erev Shabbos. We were zoicha to shtei alechem. We were zoicha to that we have what we call Lechem Mishnah. So now, let's learn from the Pasuk, and the Gemara says, Mitzvah is Lechem Mishnah B'Shabbos, Chayvon L'Betzeh Al-Shtei Kikars T'chsiv Lechem Mishnah. We have a Machloikis over here in the Mefarshim. The Taz comes along and says, it's a Drosha Gemura. The Taz says, this is Mamash HaLocha. This is a Din D'Oraisa that you have to have Lechem Mishnah. Says the Taz, because it's a Din D'Oraisa, what happens if a person has Lechem Mishnah or Ner Chanukah, and he has to choose which one, he doesn't have money for both of them, what should he do, the D'Oraisa or the D'Rabbanon? Lechem Mishnah D'Oraisa. That's the result of the Taz. Magen Avraham says, no, just because the Gemara brings a Pasuk, sometimes you have a Pasuk, and what's the Pasuk? It's not a D'Oraisa. What's the Pasuk? Asmachto be'alma, which is the other pasuk, and we like to attach. But the Magen Avraham says it's takanas rechamim. Therefore, he says on Yom Kippur, where a person has to eat, should he have lechem mishnah on Yom Kippur? Well, it's Yom Tiv. Yom Tiv has lechem mishnah. No, he says there's only takanah midrabanan, and they were misakan on Yom Kippur that you're supposed to have lechem mishnah. There's no takanah midrabanan. You see over there from the Magen Avraham, it's only midrabanan. Yom Machlokes is lechem mishnah diaraisa or dirabanan. We have the Magen Avraham seems to say more than that, whatever that means exactly. It says not only is it not, it's like a downgrade Durabbanan. It's not even a full Durabbanan. It's like a mini Durabbanan. Exactly what that means, I'm not sure. It's not for now. But the question is, what's the Pshat in the Taz? Where's the Pasuk in the Torah that says, where's the Mitzvah D'Oraisa? The answer is, it says in the Pasuk, Vayi Bayom HaShishi, it's right on top, the big bold, Liktu Lechem Mishnah, Shnei Oimer. They took Lechem Mishnah. The Pasuk says, this is D'Oraisa. Abafrekt. Rav Minchas Asher, Rav Ashevais, that's not a D'Oraisa. The Pasuk is telling us what happened. It's a Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. A Mitzvah D'Oraisa is when the Pasuk tells us this is what we should do. Over here, the Pasuk just told us what happened. Where is there any implication over here that there's a Mitzvah that every Shabbos we're supposed to do this? Where do you see that? Pelotzel. Comes along the Kolboy, and the Kolboy says, I'll tell you where it says in the Pasuk. There's a remez, there's an extra, there's a diuk in the pasuk, a drosha in the pasuk. Because read the pasuk again. Vayi bayoyim hashishi, laktu lechem mishnah. What does lechem mishnah mean? Two. Shnei ha'oimer. What does shnei ha'oimer mean? Two. Okay, you mean four? Two? Two. Why did it say two twice? Says the Kolbe, you know why? Two happened in the midbar, and two for us, for Shabbos. So there's a yitur in the pasuk, and the yitur is telling us there's a mitzvah called Shabbos that we should have lechem mishneh. Was?
Just in the actual Midbar, when they got the two pieces, they didn't even eat them together.
They didn't even eat them together, right? Right. So the whole shayla of lamashal by shal shudis. One would think that maybe by shal shudis you shouldn't have to have lecha mishnah, because by the time you hit shal shudis, they didn't have any to have lecha mishnah. They had one left, right? The other times they had it there. So yeah. So yeah. In a chanami, it's a good point. Maybe if it's deraisa, you wouldn't have it by shal shudis. Only if it's derabbanan, they are masakin as a zecher. I'll call upon him. There's an interesting, like, in-between shita that we have is the shita of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that it's true that there's a Din Lecha Mishnah. However, the Din Lecha Mishnah only should have one Shalem and one Prusa. It's like something in the middle. It's like he's saying, you don't need two Shlemas, you need to have two. One of them has to be Shalem, the other one has to be, can be a Prusa. But we're going to get back to the Shalem and Prusa thing in a minute. But this Pasuk that we're bringing over here, it says, Liktu Lecha Mishnah Shtei Ha'Omer. To the back. Thank you, Tarek. Is the makar for what it says in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos tells us, Reb Kahana, how did he do Lechem Mishnah? He would hold both of them when he made the bracha, and then how many would he cut? Guess. Only one of them. That was what Reb Kahana would do. The Din Lechem Mishnah is a din that you have to hold two. Do you have to break two? Do you have to cut two of them? Says Rashi, not necessarily. Look at the pasuk. Vayhiba yom hashishi, liktu lechem mishnah. What does liktu mean? To take. They held two. Did they eat two? They didn't eat two. So therefore, they have the opinion that when it comes to lechem mishnah, I don't have to eat both of them. It's a big machlokes. And halacha lemaisa, you have to speak to Rabbi Wiener. But right now, the shita of Rav Kahana is you hold both of them, and you only have to eat one. Liktu lechem mishnah. He holds two. He's oichei shtayim uboitzeya rak echad.
Where does it say you have to eat one?
You have to eat something, right? So you have to eat something. The question is, do you have to eat two of them? So it only says the pasuk hold two. So the pasuk is the makar, the pasuk is saying hold to, the pasuk isn't saying break to, it's just hold to, that's all you have to do. Okay, here we go. Shaila is like this. The story is brought down in the Meshiv Dovar from Agoyin Rav Yitzchok, it seems like Mivolozhin, is that Rav Yitzchok? Rav Yitzchok, it's a Mivolozhin.
Meshiv Dovar is
the Nitziv. The Nitziv, Avada. We were there, some of us. Akopanim. Yeah. So he says that whenever Orchim would come in the middle of the Suda, and they did not have Shleimim anymore, what did he do? He would just give them two pieces of bread and say, here, make Lecha Mishnah on two pieces of bread. Make Lecha Mishnah on two pieces of bread. He says, listen, Avada, you're supposed to have a shalim. Anytime, let's say you're stamazah, you're eating, and this is something that sometimes people make a mistake. Like, for example, if they serve baguettes in yeshiva, should you slice your baguette and then fill it up and then make your bracha? Should you make your bracha on your baguette and then afterwards slice it? What difference does it make, right? Wrong. You're supposed to make a bracha on a shalim. There's an inyan of making a bracha on a shalim. So there's a whole shayla of what's considered a shalim. For example, a pie of pizza. Should you make a bracha on the whole pie of pizza? There's other issues with that. But it could be each piece as a din of a shalem, because that's the way it's supposed to be. But a baguette, l'chayra, the best thing is to make a bracha on the baguette afterwards. So says the Nitziv, the Ritzla Veloshina, together, that the din of shleimim is just a din of bracha. Lecha Mishnah just means two. So have two. About it, we should have a shalem. If we could have a shalem, have a shalem. But you don't have to make a bracha necessarily on... Mitzad the lechem mishnah, there's no din in shleimim. Mitzad the din hilchos brachos, which exists also during the week, there's a din of shleimim.
So what should you do if you just have one? If you'll have one full loaf, do you make the bracha or do you cut it half like
that? That's a very good question. Yeah. I would assume that if there's a din lechem mishnah, you have to cut it. You should cut. It's a good question. What should you do? I would assume you should cut it. And then it's an interesting thing also just brought down. It's not really for now. What happens if you don't have lechem mishnah? You have pieces. Like, let's say you have a bagel that's sliced in half. So you should try to like make it look like a shalem. Close it. Then it looks like two shleimim and make the bracha. I mean, the more cheshivas you could give to them over here, you cut in half. It's very interesting. I don't know. That's what I would assume. What do you say, Rabbi Buckler?
Which part?
He's saying you have one roll.
Do you cut it in two?
You cut it in two, even though now it's not a shalom anymore.
Yeah, well, again, because the mitzvah, if he's right, that's what he's supposed to do.
Then, you have the chavishna. Then you would have the chavishna. Then you have the chavishna. You'd be kind of the chavishna.
Then you're mevatel the shalom.
So being mevatel shalom is sure not being mevatel a mitzvah. Right? It's mevatel chashivas and a bracha. Here you might mevatel mitzvah derabanan, mitzvah deraisa. So the chayra is making a good point. You only have one challah, cut it in half, and then you have your lechemishna. Al kopanim, that's what we're saying over here, that the din lechemishna is not in shleimim. You have to get that out of our head. We think lechemishna is two challahs. It isn't. It's two things. One and two. That's what the mitzvah of Lashon says. Yeah.
Why doesn't everybody make their own lechemishna?
We're going to talk about that. Okay? We're going to go talk about that. I hope.
Why can't somebody know to other people?
What? We're going to talk about that. We're going to get there. Azay, you ready? We're going to talk about that, I hope. Praise Hashem. Says Rav Osher Weiss, it's a machloikas rishoinim. I think this is a machloikas rishoinim, he says. Why? Pesach night. Pesach night, we have the whole matzah situation. I don't know if you know what's going on under the table. But underneath the challah dekel, so we break matzahs, right? Now we have whole matzah, half matzah, and whole matzah. So how do you make your brachas? When you break your matzahs, how do you make your brachas? You're going to make bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech haolam and moitzi lechem min haaretz. What are you holding? You need lechem mishnah. It's Pesach. It's Yom Tov. You need lechem mishnah. There's a machlekes over here in Tosfos. Tosfos in brachas seems to say, says the Tosfos, it says, Rabbeinu Menachem mivina. Where's Vina?
Austria.
Vienna. It's in from Vienna. Rungalas is hakol al prusa. Vein shleima ela kimish v'lachemishna. He has a prusa and a shleima. He has a whole one and a half one as lachemishna. What? A whole one and a half one? I think you need two whole ones for lachemishna. What do I see from Tosis over there? A whole one and a half one? How does that work, a whole one and a half one? The answer is lachemishna does not need two whole ones. That's a misconception. That's what it seems like from Tosfos. All you need is a whole one and a half one. And you can make your bracha on those two. Lechem Mishnah just means two. Who says two shleimim? Who said two shleimim? It just means two. What are each shleimim for? Each shleimim for the bracha. But as far as the Lechem Mishnah only needs two, that's what it seems like. However, Tosfos and Psachim, and it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable that they're both Tosfos, but Tosfos and Psachim seems to say, no, that you the reason why you have the Matzah Shlishis is because you have Lechem Mishnah. Matzah on top, matzah on bottom. So you have two holes. You got the half in the middle. Okay, make your lechem mishnah on the two holes. What do you see from Tosfos and Pesachim? You need two. Two shleimim. You need two shleimim. So the Tosfos over there, Tosfos in Bracha seems to say you don't need two shleimim. You need a shalem and a half a shalem. That might be like the other pshat we said, the Chassam Sofer seems to say something in the middle, a shalem and a half a shalem. But you don't need two shlemim. And the Tosfos and Pesachim says you do need two shlemim. Seems to me, Machlokes and Tosfos comes along, the Minchas Lashon says, a Moiridika Svara. And he says, I'll tell you why, maybe even Tosfos and Broches holds you really need two shlemim. What do you mean? He said you could use just a shalem and a chetzi. No, he holds you need two shlemim. On a regular Shabbos, you need two shleimim. He holds you need two shleimim. On Pesach, you could use a shalem and a chatzi shalem. Why? What would you say? You have a svar? Why would Pesach be doing? Man ishtana alayla azem ikol alaylois. What? Okay, but you're making the bracha. You're making the bracha on one and a half. It's deraisa. Adarabas, so you need two shleimim. Over tonight's echizmas v'deraisa. Vasevis, you're going to do a shalem and a half. How can I use something that's not shalem? Eli, you have a pshat? Pesach night, you could use a half a matzah. How could you use a half a matzah on Pesach night? Why is that? Why is it okay Pesach night? It's not okay the other nights. Ma'an ishtana, layla azem, ikol halaylois. Huh? Ah, says the Minchas Asha. I'll tell you why. Because Pesach night matzah is different than all other nights. Because Pesach night is lechem oini. What does that mean? For us, by us, a whole matzah is a broken matzah. A broken matzah is a whole matzah. Lechem oini is the tight shvus for a lechem. Do we have to eat on Pesach night? Pesach night, the Torah is koyveya that this is we eat broken bread on Pesach night. That's what we are. It's the avdus. The avdus is dafka. The fact that it's not whole is whole. There's nothing as whole as a broken heart. That's what Rav Nachman of Brest said.
What we said before, when we said that a shleimus could maybe considered
slice of pizza, even though it's not necessarily full.
Oh, yeah, but over here... Good. He's saying that this is like a slice of pizza. Because for now, this is called a sholem. For Pesach Light, this is a sholem. What's kliv as something as a sholem? Klapim, if a slice of pizza is called sholem, why is it called a sholem? Right? Because the way we eat it, so on Pesach Night, this is the way we eat. This is a sholem, Pesach Night. Givaldik.
Rebbe, why is the whole one considered a sholem then?
I don't think you can make it not whole by being, you're saying it's nothing as whole as a broken heart, so you have to break it in order for it to be whole. We're celebrating both. There's Maschul Gnus Mesayim B'Shvach. So we're very confused on Pesach night. If we're Abdus or Cheirus, we're a little bit of both. So we have one and one. And I do them together. Okay, Rabbi, we got to go back to it. I got a lot to fill in over here, okay? Oh, good. Oh, very good. Okay. So Rabbi, first of all, I want to say like this. We spoke about this on Friday morning once. The Arizal had a different minhag. We're not going to go into it by Arichus. But the minhag of Arizal was not that you were baitseya on 2 chalas. Actually, he did 12 chalas. The Rebbe's 12 chalas. Why 12 chalas? Lechem aponim. Right? And there was a whole debate whether or not someone that doesn't know all the sages and is not big in Kabbalah, can he do 12 chalas or not? Maybe stay away from that. That's not for you. You don't know what you're doing. You're playing with, you know, very, very powerful mystical things. Or listen, I'm not saying shemus or anything. I'm just putting 12 chalas on my table. But we said we're mekayim 12 chalas, even us. How are we mekayim 12 chalas, every one of us? Because the shape of our chalas, what's the shape of our chalas? The letter Vav. 2 Vavs? It's 12. So all of us also have a shtickle 12 chalas. So this is a meaning not to have round chalas. You have round chalas. I don't know how you're going to get it with 12. Braid, you can braid 3, right? You can have 6 braids or whatever it is. We're meramis to the 12 chalas also, perhaps. But that's inyan alpi kabbalah. What I like to speak about over here is as follows. First of all, the Rif, we're going to get into a machloikas right now. The Rif says the following lashon: B'Shabbos, Chayiv, Libitzoya, Al Shtei Kikoros Shleimois. B'Shabbos, Chayiv, Libitzoya. What does Libitzoya mean? To make moitzi, al shtei kikaros shleimos. Rif is klar, they have to be shleimos. That's not like Rabbi Tzalami Balazhin. Rabbi Tzalami Balazhin say you don't need shleimos. Is for the bracha. This is for just lechem mishnah. But the Rif is saying lechem mishnah shnei kikaros shleimos. So we have a machlekes here, bona fide machlekes. We have on the one hand, we have a shita that perhaps they don't have to be shleimus. Maybe Tosis holds that way also, maybe not. Ravitzel of Eloshin, the Netziv. On the other hand, we have what appears to be clear in the Rishonim, you have to make Rimotzan Shtei, Kikaros, Shleimus. What's the beer Hamachloikas? Hamachloikas, Lechem Mishnah. Needs Shleimus or not Shleimus? Of course, you should do Shleimus. Why should you do Shleimus? Everyone agrees for the Bracha. But do you need to do Shleimus? Ravitzel of Eloshin said, you don't have Shleimus, take 2 pieces of bread and just do it. Says the Kiv, if you only have 1 piece of bread, it's like one roll, slice it in half, and now you have lechem mishnah. Or no, the Rif says shtei kikaros shleimos, or else it's not lechem mishnah. What's the machlekes? I'm thinking machlekes is as follows. I'm going to get into what you guys spoke about before. Perhaps I need to state the machlekes as follows. What's the din of lechem mishnah? Yesh lachkar. Is the din of lechem mishnah a din in the brocha on the challah? Is it a din in the brocha on the challah? Or is it a din in the bitzias hapas, the cutting of the challah? Is it a din in the brocha on the challah? Or is lechem mishnah din in the bitzias hapas? What's the nafkamina? The Baal Abbas sits Dalton, he sits at the tish, he makes a brocha, and he tells out the challah to everyone. Did you ever see anyone make their own moitzi when the challah comes to them?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they making moitzi on lechem mishnah? No, they don't even have 2 pieces. Maybe if they had 2 pieces, they can at least mekayim mechayim v'loshin. They'll put 2 pieces together. Maybe you should. I don't know anyone. I don't know if anyone has that minig. But I would maybe suggest you should at least take 2 pieces and do it. But you're making your own motzi on a piece of challah. Where's your lechem mishnah, for goodness sakes?
But they're not making lechem mishnah. Why can't they just make a motzi stamach?
Because it's a mitzvah lechem mishnah. You're about to mitzvah lechem mishnah. Where's your lechem mishnah? The way that I do it in my home, we're all yotzi together. I'm going to make a bracha. I have everyone in mind, and you're going to yotzi with my bracha. So the bracha was made on lechem mishnah. But if you make your own bracha, where's the lechem mishnah? What's the pshat? So the Vachach and Eish Avram says that the pshat is that there's no din in the bracha. What's the din of lechem ishlo? It's din in the bracha. It's a din in the betzias apas. It's a din in the breaking of the bread. That's so. Rabbi said, I'd like to suggest as follows. If you hold that the din of lechem ishlo is a din in the bracha, so what's the din of a bracha? You should make a bracha on a shalom and not making it on a shalom. So when they were koiveya, you should make a brocha. You should make a brocha on chal on lechem mishnah. They were koiveya brocha on two shleimim. That's because this is a din in the brocha of amoitzi. How do you make your brocha of amoitzi? Two shleimim. And if you don't do it two shleimim, that's not the way of a sack in the brocha. But if the din was not in the brocha, it's a din in the breaking of the bread. So mecha tasi two shleimim. Where did shleimim come into the picture? There's a din of the bracha that it should be shalom. Okay, that's nice. If you can have a shalom, you make a bracha on a shalom. If you can't, you make a bracha on a... But it's not a din of the bracha bechlal. It's just a din in the way that... in the breaking of the bread. If that's the case, everybody's going to make their own bracha. You guys make your own bracha whenever you want. We'll break the lechem mishnah together, and then you make your bracha by yourself.
But how are you even allowed to make the bracha if it's not din of the bracha?
What?
How are you allowed
the point is like this. I'm going to hold lechem mishnah. I got my lechem mishnah. You ready? Baruch atah Hashem alakinu melech ha'ilam ha'mitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Now I break the bread. Was the bread broken on lechem mishnah? Yes. Now you go and you make your own bracha. It's still lechem mishnah because the betzias hapas happened on. So that's a good question. How is it niskay the lechem mishnah for someone who's sitting there? He didn't break the bread on two of them. I broke it. Is it me didn't shlichus? Is it because we're eating together? Is it because it happens b'vasachas? What exactly is the agdara that I'm not 100% certain about? But
you have to break both.
Oh, do you have to break both chalas? That could be. Then if it's then in the pitzia, or then maybe you have to break both of them. That's very interesting. Was it in the bracha? Very good. But I want to move on a little bit because I want to just mention one other nekuda over here. As far as the man is concerned, we do something else which is interesting, which is we have a challah dekel, a challah cover over our lechem mishnah. Why do we have a challah dekel over our lechem mishnah? One pshat is not to embarrass the challah because really what comes supposed to come first, bread or wine? Well, bread is supposed to come first, but because you want to make kiddush on wine, so we let wine come first. It's a little embarrassing for the challah. So therefore, don't let the challah see. We cover the challah. It shouldn't be embarrassed. There's another reason why. Anyone know why else you would make a challah dekel?
Because there was the towel on the bread.
Because there was the towel. When the man fell, right? This week's parasha speaks about the man. So there was this. There was a towel. Where was the towel?
It was on top.
On top?
And
underneath. So there's two reasons why you do what we're going to do. We're going to have a challah dekel. One reason is because of
not
to embarrass the challah. Another reason is because of the towel. I'll tell you three nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, should you have a challah dekel on top and a challah dekel underneath? Or challah board. Is there inyan in having a challah board? What would be the inyan of having a challah board? Tal on the top, tal on the bottom. If the reason for the dekel is just not to embarrass the challah, so you know, there's no reason to have anything underneath. You don't have to have a challah board. Some people put their challahs right on their table. But if there's an inyan of the man, which means there's something underneath and something on top, so you should have a challah board, your challah, and then have your dekel on top. So the shaila is, but we're trying to do something to show that you're doing it. No, it's in a chanami. Some people say that the challah, is it nikkur or not? What?
Is the challah board considered nikkur for that?
Because there's something there. It's special challah board. It's not. You're not just using a regular plate. In a chanami, maybe you should have a regular challah board, like a challah plate miyuchad for it. Another nafkamina would be. You should lift it with the challah board. Yeah, I don't know if it has to be. So this might depend on the next question. How long do you have to leave your dekel on top of your challahs? When do you have to have them on? If it's only to not embarrass the challah from the kiddush, so when can you take it off? Right after kiddush. But if it's a din in the lechem mishnah, take it off the kiddush. I didn't even talk to the challahs yet. So I have to leave it on for when I'm saying mitzi. Because it's a din in the mitzi, it's not a din in getting rid of the kiddush. Another nafkamina perhaps would be, my friends, do you have a challah dekel by Shalosh Shudas? What, we have the chamishna by Shalosh Shudas. You have a challah dekel. Well, there's no wine by Shalosh Shudas. I mean, some of us drink wine during the meal, say the Rambam, whatever, but there's no, you're not making mevayish the challahs. So I'm going to tell you what I do. Listen to this, my friends. This is my own shtick. I don't know if, I probably heard it from someone, because I'm not that creative. But listen, this is a great shtick. This is what I do, you'll see. I do the following thing. I have a challah dekel, which I have on my challahs for Kiddush. When it comes to mitzi, I fold it in half, and I put it on top of my challahs, and I make mitzi with my challah dekel on top. I didn't get it from my father. My father takes it off. This is my own shtick. After, let me say, my father's, I don't think that he's machbid on me on this nuance. What am I doing? What am I doing? I have a challah dekel over the challahs. After Kiddush, I fold it over and I put it on sideways. No, it's partially covering my challahs. Because I understood the following thing. There's another nafkamina between why you cover your challahs, if it's because of the vayish or it's just because of the man. If it's not to be mevayish, so how covered do your challahs have to be? Completely covered. But if it's just zecher leman, so you have to have something on top. You have to make sure that it's like totally covered, it's on top. So what I do is like this. For Kiddush, I have my challah dekel covering my entire challahs. After Kiddush, I fold it over. Now I have half of my challah dekel, and I put it on top. So the challah is coming out on both sides. So now you see that it's not just there for, it's not there to l'shalo levayish. Now why is it there? For zecher for the man. So I want to be, in order to ki'ilu, try to like bring out both of these taimim, so I do my chal dekel hazeh in order that I should mekayem both of them. I have it covered fully for Kiddush, and then partially when it comes to mitzi. Rabbi said, but there's something that's important to remember, which is that why are we worried about being mevayish our chalas. There's a famous story. I'm going to say the Panovich Rav. I'm not so good, but maybe Rabbi Buckland knows the story. But that the Panovich Rav, allegedly, someone, a big rabbi, let's say the Panovich Rav, came to eat by one of his Talmidim. And he was very excited. His Rebbe's coming to his house. The Rebbe's a big covered. He walked into the house, and the challahs were sitting there, and there was no challah dekel on the table. It was like the house wasn't ready. He got so upset at his wife. Like, you bring such a chashuv of Rosh Hashiva, the God of the door comes in, and the challahs are even covered. He starts screaming at his wife. He's like, this is ridiculous. This is embarrassing. Look what he did. She says, Herzog, was the pun of your wife?
No.
You know this money? Mardik of Meis. Calls my wife and says, listen. He says, why is it that we cover the challahs? Because we don't want to embarrass the chalas. You think the chalas are really getting embarrassed? It's in order that a person should have sensitivity to people. So we shouldn't embarrass people. So you're going to embarrass your wife because she didn't cover the chalas? It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make, the whole point is that you should be sensitive to people like your wife, not to embarrass her. So don't embarrass your wife because of the cover of the chalas. That's ridiculous. Okay, Enachanami. He's saying then you don't really have to fully cover the challahs. It's just as a simon ba'alma, the challahs aren't really going to get. You don't have to do what I did either. But it's just, you know, it's fun stuff to do. Anyway, Akitzer Abay Sai. There's another thing which we can speak about. We don't have time. Is to speak about the incision that you make in the challah, which challahs you cut. It's brought down on that at night you cut the bottom challah, Friday night. By day you cut the top challah, which is a problem because. In my beer and ala mitzvahs. So if you watch, some people will tilt the bottom challah a little closer to them in order to make the bottom challah like kind of like the closer one. Because if you don't tilt it towards you, then the top one's closer and you can't. So they just like slide the bottom one a little closer. Cut the bottom one Friday night. Cut the top one Shabbos day. And I saw and I was mechaven. Interesting, he gave me this machshava that by Shalosh Shudas you should cut both of them. You should cut both of them. So these are inyanim that are soides, the al pi derech kabbalah, but this is what we have this minute to cut the bottom one Friday night, the top one Shabbos day. Shal shudas already. That's not that. This is not as well as common, as well practiced, but perhaps there's an inyan of cutting both of them. And I saw this remes in the davening, and with this we'll end. We say in the davening. But there's a subtle discrepancy according to almost all the neschos in the davening. It's the same davening. There's one paragraph on Shabbos that you say Friday night, Shabbos day, and by mincha. V'yenuchu v'Yisrael, nekadosh shemecha. One is v'yenuchu v'Yisrael. The other one is v'yenuchu boy Yisrael. And the third one is v'yenuchu bam. Va boy bam. Va is Lashon Keva, Va is Lashon Zachar, and Vam is Lashon Rabim, which would, I guess, be the two of them together. And based on this idea, the Rav Shiva used to say that Shabbos gets stronger as Shabbos goes along. The Kedusha of Shabbos, we said the highlight of Shabbos is Shal Shudas. It's the Rava Derava. It's the Ne'ilah of Shabbos. It's like the Mamish, the strongest part of Shabbos. So, because Va and Nekeva is like weaker. Voy is stronger, but there's nothing stronger than a team, the two of them together. Va, voy, vam. So that's why I spoke about Shal Shudis. If there's any time you're supposed to be show covered to Shabbos, it's Shal Shudis. Right? Some people, they tend to like Friday night, they get dressed their best, they're all fancy. Shabbos day, it's like a little shvach, Shal Shudis, they're ready like in their shorts. Rachmana Litzlan. It should really be the other way around. It should be that Shal Shudis, you should be dressed the most refined and the most dignified because it's the highlight of Shabbos. Figure that out. Anyway, so what am I saying? I'm saying that maybe that's supposed to be signified in the lower challah is the va, the higher challah is the voy, and the two challahs is vam. So Friday night we do the lower challah, Shabbos day we do the top challah, and maybe Shal Shudas we should do both. Who knows? Thanks for listening, everybody.